Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Joy Russell with Keller Williams Realty in Prairieville, Louisiana. Last year, she closed 96 transactions with a total sales volume of $17 million. Her average sales price was $171,000, of which 60% were buyers and 40% were sellers. Joy is a solo agent with three assistants, one executive assistant, one marketing assistant, and one part-time inside sales agent. Joy has been an agent for 14 years and works the Baton Rouge market. In her best year, 2016, Joy sold 126 homes worth $20 million. In this call, Joy talks about how she sold 96 homes last year, why she works as a solo agent and doesn't want any buyer agents, how she took 6 months off last year to travel the world, but not all at once, her love of traveling to different countries to see different cultures. She's already been to 37 countries. When she's at work, she's totally focused on dollar productive activities. When she's on vacation, she totally disconnects from the business. How she only works 8 to 5 during the week and rarely works on the weekend. Why 99% of her clients wait for her to return from a trip before transacting real estate. Hint, they want Joy only. What her daily schedule looks like. Why she prospects for 2 hours every day but never cold calls strangers. How she achieves an 85% profit margin. And more. Welcome to the call, Joy.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike.
Hey, Joy, it's great to have you here. Joy, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Okay, so I have actually been working since I was 9. I've actually started working when I was 9 to kind of have money to pay for things at school and things like that. So I've always been working. So I started working in my church and then had like summer programs that I would be involved with to pay for my school clothes and, you know, shoes and things like that. Worked at McDonald's during high school, worked at a little bakery during college, plus work study. And then after I graduated from college, then I started working as human resource manager. Then I went into management. Then I went into marketing. And then finally real estate.
Well, what made you decide to go into real estate?
Well, I purchased my first house at the age of 21, exactly 1 month after I graduated college. And then I bought my second house 2 years later at 23, and I noticed how much money the agent made. So really, that was the honest reason. I noticed how much money she made. I was a single parent during that time. I needed more flexibility. So I went to real estate school and got my license within 30 days and started real estate right after that. So right after I bought my second house, I got into real estate a couple of months later.
Okay, so a couple years out of college, you saw how much money was being made in real estate and decided to take the plunge.
Exactly. Because basically on the second time go round, I paid a lot more attention. I actually basically found the property myself. During that time, you know, properties were in newspapers. I don't even get a newspaper anymore, so I don't even know if that's another means of finding houses. But I actually was online. I was riding around. I was looking in newspapers, and I was sending the properties to the agent instead of the agent sending the properties to me. So I just said, oh, you know what? This is pretty easy. I can do it. You know, it's not as easy as I thought it was, but that was my mindset at 23.
Well, tell us about that first year. Did you have a fast start or a slow start?
I had a fast start because I had no choice but to have a fast start. I quit my job. And during that time, I was making really good money. To say I was only 23 years old, I was a marketing contractor with two home health companies. And the main home health company that I was working with, I guess actually this might be another reason why I did it, they were actually relocating back to Covington, which is close to an hour away, and I really did not want to commute back and forth. So that's kind of how the whole real estate situation came into play with the flexibility and things like that. That's why I decided that I wanted to get into real estate. That's basically how I got into this business. So pretty much 1 month into it, you know, I didn't have anyone to really teach me or coach me on what to do. I just basically looked at what I was doing, basically what the agent was doing when I first purchased my house. So the very first time I purchased my house, I was going into a store, a restaurant actually, to purchase lunch. And the agent was just standing on a corner with some flyers, and she handed me a flyer. And I wasn't ready to purchase a house at that point, but I kept the flyer. And then when I was actually ready, I picked up the flyer and called that particular agent. And then as far as the second agent, I called the first agent back, and she referred me over to the agent because she wasn't really doing real estate during that time. So basically, I used that model to get started in the business. So I printed out flyers, I printed out postcards, and I knew that I had to find buyers. So I never was really focused on the listing side. I just needed the fastest way to make money. I knew that buyers were the fastest way. So I didn't have a sphere at that time. So what I did was I was always the first person in the office. And by the time everybody was coming in the office, I was leaving the office with my marketing materials in hand, and I was door knocking. So I found rental areas and I knocked on a door every day for 2 to 3 hours. And that's how I jump-started my business. And I was Rookie of the Year my first year in the business.
Do you recall how many homes you sold that first year?
I did about $7 million in production the first year.
For the rest of us, do you know what that would translate into units?
I mean, I've always done about 50 to 60 units a year. So that first year might have been a little bit less than that. So it might have been about maybe 40, 45, something like that.
Wow, that is a fantastic start. 40, 45 homes sold your first year. You were going out door knocking in apartments and rental areas and finding tenants that want to buy. That's great.
Exactly. But that first year was actually very hard because I almost got out the business my first year. Once I switched companies about 4 months into being in real estate. And my broker told me that if I left his company, that I would never sell real estate again. So during that time, I had 10 transactions that were under contract. I went over to the new brokerage, and all 10 of those transactions fell apart within a 60-day time frame. And so I was like, oh my goodness, he cursed me. So that's really what I thought. And being a brand new agent, you have people talking like, she's not going to make it in this business. Oh, she needs to go out and get a real job. And during that time, I was getting my MBA. So everybody, even my family, like, okay, why are you in school? Why are you doing this if you're just going to sell real estate? Like, real estate was not considered, and it might not still be considered a real job, but that's what everybody was saying. So for a second, I did consider it, but then I was like, you know what? I can't do this. I got into this business for a reason, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do to make sure it works. So I just started door knocking more than what I was in the beginning. And about 6 months or so into the business, I was asked to sit on the board of directors for the company that I was with. And I was only in the business 6 months, but I was asked to sit on the board of directors. And that basically, you know, that kind of jump-started me in a whole nother level. And I was always in the top 10 with that company until I started my own brokerage.
Wow. How long were you working with someone else before you started your own brokerage?
It was 4.5 years.
4.5 years.
So I was at that particular brokerage 4.5 years, yes. And then I started my own brokerage.
So about 5 years into your career is when you made that
about
switch.
About five business, exactly.
Okay, yes. Cool. Very good. Thank you. Well, let's do this. Let's fast forward to today. How long have you been in the business now?
About 14 and a half years.
Wow. And how many homes did you sell last year? And what was the sales volume?
Last year, I only worked 6 months, so take that into consideration. So I was actually out of town every other week. I sold 96 homes last year, and my average sales volume is around $170,000.
Oh, say, so your average sales price. How about the total sales volume?
Oh, I'm sorry. Total sales volume is $16.5 million.
Wow, that's cool. And do you recall your GCI last year?
It was a little over $500,000.
That's nice. Very good. And just to wrap up some of these numbers real quick, what was your best year? What year was it? How many homes did you sell? And what was the sales volume?
My best year was 2016. I worked 9 months that year, basically because of the flood. We actually, my house actually flooded that year as well. And I took a lot of time off to try to get my house gutted and back in order. So that particular year, I sold 126 transactions, 19.8, something like almost 19.9 million sales volume.
That is great. And just to wrap up this section, do you have any idea how many homes you've sold in your career, what the volume was, total GCI, any of those kind of numbers?
I've sold at least 900, at least 900 homes over the last 14 and a half years. So looks like that's about $3 million in GCI and about $114 million in production.
Thanks for giving us some of those stats. You said something, and I've got to ask about it. You said that last year you sold 96 homes and you only worked 6 months of the year. You have to explain that to me. I'm confused. How did you pull that off?
Well, I have assistants. So I have a executive assistant, which is also my business partner in this business. She's the one that keeps me on track and pretty much holds down the fort when I am away. I have a marketing assistant. She does all of my social media marketing and all of the creative ideas as well. And then I have a part-time ISA who calls and follows up on old lead that comes in just to see if they are still interested in buying a house. But the way that I pretty much do it is I pretty much follow my schedule. So that's very important. I start work at 8:30 in the morning and I am finished typically by 5 o'clock and or 5:30 in the afternoon. But when I'm in town, I'm very, very focused on the task at hand. I don't allow anything or anyone to disrupt that schedule. Also, as far as clients, most of my clients will wait for me to get back in town. So I don't lose clients because I'm away, because they know that I am going to take great care of them. I make sure that with my lender, you know, we have a good partnership going on as well. So a lot of times he will make sure that they have everything in hand. And by the time I come back, then that's when he issues the pre-approval. And then I can start and get everybody under contract that week. So ideally, I can work with about 10 people within a week. Now, not always do I have 10 under contract that week, but I do have the ability to take two people out or go on two or three appointments every single day, even with the listing appointments. The listing appointments don't take as long as the buyers do, but I have the ability to do about 10 clients a week.
And if I understand correctly, you're a little bit heavier weighted on the buyer side, maybe 60% buyer, 40% seller. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is really interesting. Now, you say you're vacationing or you're gone 6 months out of the year. Just to clarify, you're not working like January through June and then taking July through December off. It sounds like you're traveling on long weekends, or how is that schedule working on your vacation schedule? So people get a clear picture of what you're talking about there.
So it's every other week. If I'm out of the country, those trips are 10 to 14 days typically. And if I'm traveling within the state, like within the nation, then those trips can be 5 to 7 days. So it just really depends. This year, I am doing a lot of weekend trips. I've already been, so it's now April, and I have been to South Africa, I've been to Swaziland, I've been to Paris, I've been to Amsterdam, I've been to Dominican Republic, I've been to the Bahamas, let's see what else. And then I have a lot of state trips too. So I've already done all of that this year so far, and it's just April. And my business is still operating as normal. Like right now, I'm like incredibly busy. But I mean, that's just how I operate. I can handle a lot.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.